One day after the truck bombing of the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad, the question again is whether the United States has sufficient forces to provide security in Iraq. U.S. commanders say their troops are doing what they can to protect against further attacks, but find themselves stretched thin. Still, the Pentagon says there are no plans to send in reinforcements. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Iraqis for weeks have been saying the U.S. military isn't doing enough to maintain law and order in their country. Now the U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan has joined in the criticism. Pentagon officials have said U.N. officials in Baghdad were offered more security but turned it down. But Annan scoffed at that explanation today upon his return to U.N. headquarters. The decision of what to do about security, he said angrily, should not be left to those who are in need of protection.
It is those with responsibility for security and law and order who have intelligence which determines what action is taken. I don't know if the UN did turn down offer for protection, but if it did, it was not correct and they should not have been allowed to turn it down.
If the UN mission in Iraq is to continue, as Annan says it will, the U.S. military will undoubtedly be expected to provide it with additional security. That's another assignment on top of protecting oil pipelines, water mains, electrical stations, and other lightly protected buildings like the Jordanian embassy that was bombed 2 weeks ago. A senior army officer just back from Iraq says it's obvious that opposition forces are taking on softer targets. We need more troops on the ground capable of doing counterinsurgency operations, especially in urban areas, the officer says. Retired Major General William Nash, who commanded peacekeeping troops in Bosnia, says the recent attacks in the country mean U.S. forces there now need to establish security in a larger portion of Iraq than they have previously.
You have to have sufficient force to cover the country in its entirety, to include working some of the border issues of the infiltrators that are coming in, and also to seize the initiative away from these groups and not allow them time to organize, plan, and conduct operations against us.
There are now just under 150,000 U.S. soldiers and Marines in Iraq, as well as about 20,000 non-U.S. troops. The issue of whether that force level is adequate for the occupation of the country has been debated for months, since well before the war. The commander of U.S. forces in the region, Army General John Abizaid, said at a Pentagon news conference last month that he saw no way the troop level in Iraq could be reduced in the coming months, and at that time he held the door open to an increase.
I think our current force levels are about right. If the situation gets worse, I won't hesitate to ask for more.
The situation has gotten worse since Abizaid spoke, and the pressure to reconsider the troop allocation in Iraq has risen. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona led a congressional delegation to Iraq this week. Interviewed on the NBC Today program yesterday, just before the UN bombing, McCain said U.S. military personnel may need help keeping the situation in Iraq under control.
I don't think that any of us, including them, anticipated the amount of and sophistication of these attacks. I think they may need more people, both in the military overall and perhaps here on the ground. And that's one of the things I think we're going to be looking at.
Still, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, currently visiting Honduras, is unconvinced of the need for more troops in Iraq. At the moment, he told reporters today, the conclusion of the responsible military officials in Iraq is that the force levels are where they should be. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution says U.S. commanders may not have the option of bringing in additional combat troops because they're not available.
We already have more than half of the U.S. Army locked into Iraq. We have a rotation schedule that allows these troops to go out after a full year of service. But after that, we don't have any more troops, and that is our biggest problem. We just simply cannot do this alone. We need the help of other people. We need the help of other troops in order to do the job that needs to be done in this country.
Dalder recommends the United States consider sharing some of the authority for Iraq with other countries, perhaps under a broader UN mandate, in order to bring more help in. So far, however, the Bush administration has chosen to keep the Iraq operation largely under its own control. Officials here are hoping that an Iraqi army and police force can take over much of the security work, but they acknowledge the Iraqis themselves are not yet ready for that responsibility. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.